I mean, because with your experience, obviously, you know, usually you post something on a tree or on a board or a foundation to make everyone aware that you follow the steps to build the structure. But obviously, at some point, that didn't happen because this never went through. So, did that ever occur to you that maybe you weren't approved at all on this project?
You know, I've worked so much with Scott and with Marla, and so many times, you know, getting them the information. I know what to get them. I know how to fill out these forms. I know the site plan. Everything was provided to them. So I knew that they had it, and then, you know, they've always taken care of it in the past. I understand that once they get it, then they go out and do their legwork and, you know, double-check the measurements and stuff like that and then come back, and then you get an actual permit. But, you know, I knew they were taking care of it, and I didn't know about Marla, but I knew Scott was still there. I talked to somebody else, and I go, yeah, Scott's still down there. And so then I was like, all right, I sent it to the P&Z mailbox. I'm just, you know, waiting for them to get back to me. And then I just forgot about it, you know, just going to Dallas, and I've got that subdivision going in Christian County. I just have a ton on my plate right now.
Okay.
It really should have been that when they found the pins, and I had, you know, Michael is an excavator. He's an experienced excavator. He does this for a living. So he knows that there has to be 25 feet off of that. And because him and Ronnie were on the same page, I really had that most confidence that things were going to be fine.
So who do you suppose goofed this up then?
I think it was several steps along the way. You know, why didn't P&Z, I sent the email one week after I sent it to Marla, then I sent it to the group email box. You know, how come there was no response from that? I sent them all the information on it. So how come there's no response on that? The other part is, you know, with them actually putting eyes on the pins, then I don't understand where the miscommunication went between the excavator and the HOA president. I don't understand how they could get off that far by being down there and figuring it out together.
So in the past,
and then the third thing is, it's like, why didn't somebody down there notify me? I mean, they're very vocal and they have a very strong opinion about it, as I understand, but why not say something to me sooner, whenever I could have done something about it at a much less expense?
I would suppose that it would be the owner's responsibility to make sure the house is marked in its proper position before they even start, or whoever's responsible for that. But did P&Z post your past permits on trees or buildings for you? I mean, like, was that a step that you just forgot that usually takes place, or does somebody else post that for you usually?
I mean, I usually, you know, Scott and Marla would handle it.
Scott hasn't been there for several months. He's been retired.
Well, I don't know. How come, I mean, the P&Z, if you get an email, then, you know, I know it takes time to process things after you get it. I'm not trying to cause blame. My point is that several snafus happened along the way on this.
But going back to my question, so are you saying in the past when you built in Taney County that Scott or Presley or Marla would come out and post your permit for you?
I mean,
that's like part of the step, you know, to notify that this is about to take place. So I'm just curious.
I mean, in the past, what I remember is I would give them all the documentation, and then they would do their legwork, and then they would usually mail a permit, is how I remember that it happened.
Which is like your right to begin. It's like your green light, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So at any point did you realize when you didn't receive your green light that maybe that was something that you needed to follow up, that you would follow up on?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, in normal circumstances, they take it and run with it, and I lost track of time to when I sent her the email, and then, you know, whenever things started, it took me a while to get the subs lined up and all that kind of stuff. I was really focused on that part of it, and with the move and everything, you know, the traveling down there and stuff, I just had so much on my mind that I...
Gotcha. And then when it came to building this, you know, originally you planned to put a garage and you had it all figured out how you wanted it. I mean, were you able to walk this before y'all started to say, hey, this is where I'd love to have this house? This is the, like, maybe not necessarily, you know, were you able to kind of visualize this before you began? Like, you had seen this property before Michael started clearing trees or digging foundations. Like, you physically have seen this before y'all started, right?
Sure.
Okay, so you were able to put your eyes on this before you began to say, hey, I know I don't want it way back in the back of the property. I want it as close as I can get it, or wherever it is I can get it to make it fit.
My biggest thing was around expense. You know, sure. I knew that that elevation was challenging. You know, building down in Branson, I know that it's hard to visualize how much of a drop it is until you start, you know, running tape measures on it and
gotcha.
Lasers and stuff like that. And it was really, for these kids, it's all about expense. And so that's why, I mean, what I decided was, if depending on where it fell, that I was really hoping that we could do, you know, where you have the structure and then do the runaway from the house and kind of do like a, you know, like a narrow,
swell.
Yeah, like a swell in there, so the water would come down off the water. Because I was like, there's no way, you know, it's going to be so expensive to get this up. Typically, you're a foot to 2 feet above, you know, the road. You know, you want your house up higher than the road. But in this scenario, it's like, oh man, I just don't think we're going to be able to do that. So really, you know, even going back a little bit further would have given me that swell. But I told Michael, I was like, I'm thinking of the driveway. I don't want a big expense, you know, in building up that driveway so that you can get into the garage and beside the house. So, you know, at this point it was like, let's just do 25 feet off and then call it good.
And were you able, and when you had that discussion, were you able to put your eyes on the corner pins and say, okay, yeah, there's where my lot pins are. I know that I'm actually building my house in between the two pins, so I know that I'm on my property.
Yeah, I know about where the house was going to go. And, you know, I also had the lot beside it. And so I told him, I was like, you know, even if you, you know, get down more on mine or whatever, it's okay, you know, because he and I are just going to kind of work together. And, you know, it's not like I plan to build a great big house or anything like that down there. I want it to be more of like a lake cabin.
But were you able to see your corner pins?
I mean, I had it where I thought, you know, that it would kind of be in that area, you know, just talking to Michael about it. But, you know, it was all about where they found, he said that they found the corner pins.
So you never put your eyes on the
corner pins? I've never put my eyes on the corner pins. No. He was gotcha. Down there and he put, yeah, those two put their eyes on.
Gotcha. And at what point did you realize, was this before you started building the wood on the structure, that, hey, we actually...
No.
We're not the right setback, or is that somebody told you that you weren't?
Somebody told me. It was when my HVAC guy called me, and he goes, Gina, there's a guy down here that's really mad. And I go, why is he really mad? And so then, and then he had also talked to the Amish guys that were framing it, and the Amish guys goes, Gina, there's this guy down here saying something about the setback. And I go, no, I said, I'm talking to planning and zoning, so, you know, I'm sure it's going to be fine. I understand it's got to be 25 feet off the front, and Michael and Ronnie already, you know, pictured it and visualized it and put it all out, so I'm sure it's in the right spot. I wasn't worried about it. But then I called, and I was like, what's going on? And they're like, oh, we don't have your application. I go, well, I sent it to Marla, and I sent it to the group emails. Well, they don't have it. And I said, okay, let's get caught up. You know, let me get the information. Here's, you know, the stuff that I filled out before, and, you know, let's get this thing caught up.
What
and then
point
I found
was
out,
that?
Really?
What point was that? In the
that was when the framers were framing. So
you
they
could
were
have stopped at that point,
within
right?
that.
Since you didn't have a permit?
You know, but I just didn't.
And
I've always been able to be
that
within.
Shows 25-foot setback.
Right, yeah, yes. Absolutely. That's my full intention, is to be within that 25-foot setback. I mean, that's the problem. It's like everybody even keeps saying it's kind of fuzzy, you know, where the setback is. And visually, you know, it's 25 feet back, and with Ronnie and the other guy, Michael, you know, putting their eyes on the pins and staking it out. And Michael did that way at the beginning. This was back in October
so
that they had that figured out.
Have you ever filed for a variance before?
No, I've never needed one.
Okay.
How many houses have you built in Taney County?
I built that subdivision, the States at Majestic Point, down it's north of Chateau on the Lake, and there's 23 lots in there, and I had 19 lots in there. So some of the lots I sold off, and then some of them I built spec houses on.
Around Majestic Circle, that area, or Majestic?
The States at Majestic Point. The previous commissioner actually was the one that created the infrastructure for that subdivision. It was a few years ago before a real estate crash. I forgot his name. But he actually developed the subdivision and put all the infrastructure in there. So it was probably about 10 homes in there that I did.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions? Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. All right, is there anybody else who would like to speak in favor of this variance? I suppose there might be somebody who'd like to speak in opposition. Go ahead.
I'm Ronnie Smith. I'm the president of Oakmont that she's talked about. I met Jana one time when she was down there. It was on a Sunday. She's putting some stakes in the ground out by the road. And I asked if she needed help. She said, no, she's waiting on the excavator. So I went on. So I'd like to have that picture back where the tree's standing there at some point here. So I've got a lot of dates. I forgot and left my phone at home. All my information's in my phone as far as, but I got the dates and I got phone records and stuff like that. So I'm going to let you, the pin was never found, but that tree is basically, I'm going to point it.
There yeah, please.
There that I put. I don't see that. That's a pin that I put in myself, right there.
How did you determine to put it there?
Because I measured 300 foot from a pin that I knew was at, up to that point there. We found all the back pin. These pins you're not going to find. We took a metal detector, and I'll tell you more about that.
But you found the back pin and measured 125 foot to that one.
Yes, and 300 foot from up where I knew the survey, and that's within an inch or two of the pin. But all the back pins were there from the old survey. So there's a little more to this story that I'm going to give you, because I'm the one that she's talking about, Michael. Michael's the excavation guy. So I didn't have anything, but I did notice, because I know that area. I live in that house there. I own this house, and I see, and I've owned the lots all on that side of the road. I know that area. So, I'm trying to figure out, because my file that I had all fixed up somehow just disappeared. So, go think it, but anyway. So since she's brought Michael up, I would like to be able to use him, because I've had several conversations with him. And so we did not find all the pins. We found all the ones in the back. So that pin's there. And so when Michael, I had told him the stakes that you're going by is way off, because he was looking at Beacon trying to figure out where everything was. And so I just told him they're off. So one day he come to my house. He walked down. He said, Ronnie, I'm scared. I don't know what's going on. And I said, okay. So I took him upstairs. We pulled up Beacon. And I said, I'm going to show you the problem. So I showed him my house, my garage. And I said, I want you to look where the Beacon says the line is. So then I took him out and showed him the stakes. That's 17 feet off at my house. Beacon. Okay. So now, to fast forward, I went down. I said, Michael, the stakes in the back, I know are there. So we found all those stakes. So I showed him line this way, you know, we showed him. And so he started, because he had already went too far this way, he had went too far this way, he had encroached on other people, and one of them was Oakmont, that we had a lot there. So I'm going to try to give you a timeline here. On 10/21, I called Jana. I said, Jana, you have, because I had talked to Michael and John, y'all know John, I think he's retired now, of the septic system. He was down there, and I talked to them, both of them. I said, what makes sense to me, since we have a lot on this side, a lot behind, I talked to John. I said, well, shoot, Britton had put a drip system in. She can save a lot of money by putting a regular system in, buying these other two lots. So I made a call to Jana on 10/21 about that. I said, hey, we got these two lots. Make us an offer. We see what we can deal. And I think it was on 2023. I called. Anyway, I got two of my board members here. I talked to them, and we said, okay, yeah, I think we can let her have those lots at that price. So we made a deal. So we've got an agreement to sell her those two other lots. So that's when they call. All right, the day. And so, yes, I did show where the lines would be, but I never showed him the front corners, because I did not have a pen there, but I showed him about where it would be. And he knew I told him it's a 25-foot setback.